Hi, this is Michael Taylor, and today I'm talking about blue tape. Now, plenty of business organisations and business media have railed against red tape, the unnecessary rules and regulations that ensnare small businesses. Much of this needless bureaucracy can be the difference between success and failure, or so we are told. I've met enough businesses over the years to have found the biggest difficulties companies get into aren't the relationships with state regulation, but with other companies. This is a strangling effect of blue tape, and it comes in many forms. It can be late payment, something that the Shadow Business Secretary, Chukwuma Muna, has spoken about recently, reducing the hurdles which come from other businesses and empowering best practice where firms make life easier for each other, he said. Then there are the headaches caused by other businesses, banks, selling wholly inappropriate products and offering appalling advice. I can relay two anecdotes that back up this running theme. Since I started my own companies a couple of years ago, the help and advice from the tax authorities has actually been pretty good. But my experience of opening a bank account recently has been quite bizarre. I won't name the bank, let's just call them the Bank of Kafka. To be fair, the frequent problems that I have with them are usually ironed out, and we tend to get there in the end, but it shouldn't get to this. Frankly, some of their systems are archaic and maddeningly confusing. When you phone up to check activity on the account, to find out basically if we've been paid, one of the security questions is, what was the last payment on the account? Because I don't know, that's why I'm ringing, the call is terminated, and you have to call again and hope they ask you what colour your car is or some other random question. The most frustrating problem of all, though, is dealing with Amazon, who distribute product for my publishing business. Without prior warning, they started listing one of my key stock items as sold out in November and December, the busiest months in the book trade. This was presumably because I'd opted not to place any stock in the Fulfilled by Amazon, FBA program, as it's known, because it was too complicated and the margins were too thin. I'm happy to make my own arrangements for fulfilment and had done so perfectly well up until then. Now, they might point out in the small print underneath the product listing that they suggest other stockists who may have it in stock, one of which is, of course, me. But people don't always see that when they're busy, and I can't even begin to calculate the lost sales as a result of this. They've restored it to normal now, but Christmas has come and gone. There are also distributors in the book trade who don't help. One of them's taken 5 months to pay, which has been a cash flow nightmare. Others in the trade have been caught in the credit trap of working with large supermarkets who are probably the worst offenders of all. There are no quick fixes for any of this, but it has to be part of an ongoing campaign to raise awareness of how abuses of dominant position affect the ability of Britain's small businesses to grow and prosper. So yeah, let's cut red tape. But let's keep hacking at the blue stuff too.